Hare Krishna. Question from Panduranga Charan Prabhu. What exactly is false ego and true ego? Actually, Prabhupada mentions in the purport 13.8-12. Answer. Ego is the concept of ahamatva. I am. So, the sense of I-ness is foundational to our existence. Oh, we may change our name, we may change our nationality, we may change our skin color, whatever things we may change. But still, the sense of I am remains the same. Now, so the sense of I am, the sense of I-ness is the sense of ego. Now, sometimes the word you, the word ego is used in a negative connotation. Ego is used to refer to pride, somebody who has arrogance, has got a lot of ego. So yes, that is one way of using the word ego, but that is a specific way of using. When we use it in the philosophical sense, there the ego refers just to sense of I-ness that is there. Now, when I am is followed by something which is unreal, that means I identify myself with something that I am not, then that is called as false ego. So, when we identify with our body and we think I am Indian or I am American, I am a male or a female, or I am an engineer or I am a housewife or whatever, then these are all conceptions of false ego. Now, beyond them all is the true ego. So, at one level we could say the true ego is Aham Brahma Asmi, I am Brahma. Yes, that is true ego, but still it is not the complete true ego. Because there one understands who we are in terms of our identity. But there we don't understand who we are in terms of our relationships. So, you know, we have an individual identity, we have a social identity. And our complete identity is a combination of our individual and social identity. I may say, okay, I am a so-and-so person. But then as a part of my identity is also which country do I belong to? So like that, we all have our identity as an individual and we have identity in relationship. So Aham Brahmasmi gives our identity as in isolation, but not in relationship. So that identity in relationship is talked about, is pointed towards in the Bhagavad Gita in 15.7. Mamaivam sho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha manah shishthani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. So mamaivamsho jiva loke. Mamaivamsho. Krishna says, all living beings are my amsha, my parts. So our complete identity is that we are parts of Krishna. We are meant to love and serve Krishna. Jivera swarupahoye, Krishnera nityadas. That we are eternally the servants of Krishna. That is our identity. So true ego means to understand that I am a servant of Krishna. So when the sense of I-ness is connected with truth, with the complete truth, not just the truth that I am the soul, but with the truth that I am a soul who is a loving servant of Krishna, then that leads to the conception that is the true ego, the full understanding of who we are. We are eternal spiritual beings. So, ego is something which can never be given up. The idea of impersonalists and voidists is that ego is something to be dissolved. That just as a candle gets extinguished, that is the metaphor, defining metaphor of Buddhism. Similarly, extinction, existence gets extinguished. Or, just as the air in a pot merges into the air in the atmosphere, so like that, the small Brahma merges into the big Brahma. And that way, the ego gets lost. That is the impersonal mayavadi idea. But the Bhagavad Gita is telling in this verse, Minamsho jivalake jiva bhuta sanatana. We are its eternal parts. So the point here is that we can never give up ego. I am, the sense of I-ness is always there. But what changes is, what do we identify that sense of I-ness with? Who am I? When that is in connection with the body, then it is false ego. When it is connected with our true understanding of who we are, with our swarupa, then it is true ego. Thank you. Hare Krishna.